This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Protestations of Obama himself in his speech to the children in Northern Ireland about peace. When he said, those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back. Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherish and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
He'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
If government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is a radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American that I'm talking about? I suspect you are, so welcome to the show. Lots of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news, for all of your happenings in the world. You know, just so many things going on. Of course, the biggest thing, I'm going to try and join Fox News right now because they're talking about this Supreme Court, Donald Trump winning thing again. And we're going to chime in here because the Supreme Court ruled 5-4 to uphold Donald Trump's travel ban. In your face, I think the Ninth Circuit Courts of Appeal. Here we go.
He's been very outspoken about this. This president wants to solve it, but he's going to do it the right way. The president is not willing to do a half-hearted attempt at something that he doesn't believe in. He's going to get behind it. We're looking to do that in the House. We're looking to hopefully get the Senate on board with this, but we do need to solve this. The American people need stability. On both sides of the aisle, we need to solve this issue and quit the political games of making sure that our borders are secure, that we're having a verifiable system inside for businesses to actually hire people and have our economy take care of, but also keeping those out that do not need to be here when you keep crossing illegally.
Yeah, this is obviously the first big Supreme Court decision to come in on this administration's policies. So considering it is being viewed as a win, the 5-4 opinion, this was written by Chief Justice John Roberts, it found that this restriction, this travel ban, fell squarely within the president's authority. Obviously, this is going to be talked about in the context of what the president's authority is when it comes to immigration. How do you feel about that?
Well, I think it follows the law in many cases here. What we've got to understand is the president is the chief executive officer when it comes, and especially his number one foremost opinion is to actually take care of the national security interest. That was where this issue was framed. He framed it as a national security interest. He framed it as a need to make sure people are properly vetted, coming from places in the world that do not like us. There are people all around the world who hate us simply because we are free. They do not, the folks who want to come here legally, the ones who want to come and find a fire, we need to find places for them. But the president said, those of you who want to do us harm, we're going to make sure we have the proper vetting in place to make this happen. And the Supreme Court upheld that, saying the commander-in-chief has the national security responsibility clearly in his wheelhouse.
Yeah, Sotomayor, the Supreme Court justice, she was a dissenter in this. She said a reasonable observer would conclude that the proclamation was motivated by anti-Muslim animus. And she was joined in dissent by Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. They did not mince words in their dissent of this ruling.
Well, I think the problem is, as I was in law school, you actually dealt with words on paper, not emotions and feelings that you saw that maybe came out from somewhere that they're implying. Words on paper matter in this town, and it should matter across the country. The ban, it was put out in an executive order form. It said what it needed to say, and it said it in the proper context of executive authority. I think for them to come back and want to take in the opinions of others and what they think may or may not have taken into account is, again, judicial bias in many ways to say this is what we would have preferred, but when they come to the law, maybe they should go back and remember what they actually learned or taught in law school, that you actually look at the letter of the law.
Well, we got the White House reaction to this a short time ago, a simple 7-word tweet by President Trump himself. Supreme Court upholds Trump travel ban. Wow, says the president. Congressman, thank you. Good to have you on this morning and get your reaction to this breaking news.
Great to be with you. Take care.
Thank you.
That was Doug Collins from Georgia. Georgia Collins. That was Doug Collins, representative from Georgia.
In a moment, law professor Jonathan Turley will be here.
And we'll see what happens when Jonathan Turley pops up here in this 5-4 decision. I don't know if we got enough time because, you know, we're not going to sit through their breaks to have our breaks and all that stuff. So, anyway, this is big news, and of course, it's going to affect whatever goes on at the border right now, because clearly you have a number of things, especially in California, the sanctuary state. SB 54, that's been out there, and of course that's everybody's been fighting that. That was brought before the district circuit here in Northern California just the other day, actually. A lot of protesters bust in, of course, from Oakland, from O-Town, as usual. This is what always happens, that, you know, if you take out the busing from O-Town, from Oakland to Sacramento. See, this is what they do. They always pack the house, the Democrats, because they got money to pay kids, to pay thugs, basically, in Oakland to get on buses and come down and spend the day at the Capitol. They get them to testify, and they intimidate people, and they, you know, they get to be raucous and all that stuff. So this court hearing down at the Matsui building to discuss SB 54, the sanctuary state initiative or law that the governor has put out there, and everybody's trying to stop. And of course, that's why he had all those resolutions and filing alongside the lawsuit with the federal government and Sessions and so on from all these cities and communities, Los Alamitos and the County of Orange, all this other good stuff, all these other great places in around throughout California, and more and more and more are getting on board against anti-sanctuary state. This lawsuit was taken up, brought to the district court. That was the first thing, and that you have to, you know, sue in district court here in the district, Northern District of the Ninth Circuit. And the court took it up, and of course the judge, who is an Obama appointee, go figure, and figures big time, of course, in the Bay Area judicial scene. You can imagine what kind of decision he's going to render. You just know exactly what's going to happen. And I well anticipate, if he goes against the Sessions people, that it's going to go right to the Ninth Circuit, from the Ninth Circuit right to the Supreme Court, and they're going to get smacked down exactly the same here as what happened. So just, you know, a little bit of a word to the wise out there in the Ninth Circuit, which is pretty much dominated by the San Francisco Bay Area elites in the law schools down there. You can see what you get. You know, it's the most. It's like 90% of anything that's appealed by the Ninth Circuit is smacked down, of course, by the United States Supreme Court. This is a case in point right now, the 5-4 decision against on the Muslim ban business. Yeah, and everybody has said, hello, the immigration issue falls under the purview of the executive branch, and the president has broad authority to exercise it. And, of course, now they're throwing up all the obstacles at the border, right? Oh, yeah. And, of course, then there's those that are the usurpers. That are usurping federal law, in my opinion, clearly violating Article 6, Section 2 of the Constitution, which is the Supremacy Clause. In other words, the Constitution is the supreme law of the land. Immigration is the supreme falls under the supreme authority of the executive branch of the United States of America, not the governor's office, not this California state legislature. That's why they are, of course, exercising their authority here, or they think they are in California. Oh, we can be better than that. We can be better than the supreme law of the land. Of course, Jeff Sessions came out here in March and said, no, you can't. That's why this lawsuit developed. So this lawsuit today of the Supreme Court upholding Trump's travel ban is big. It's really big. It's going to get a lot bigger. And, of course, we've all known the president has this authority. Yet the Obama appointees and everybody in the Ninth Circuit said, no, we know better than you. We are the executive branch out here in California. We should be the president. Jerry Brown, Presidente. Californians should be in charge, right? Well, the liberals, anyway. That's what we have out here. So, anyway, we got a break coming up. When we come back, we're going to have Maxine Waters. And the GOP lawmakers have introduced a censure measure calling on Maxine Waters to resign. I wonder why. We're going to find out why when we start listening to some of her rant. No, I don't know. I don't know. Do you probably not want to hear her? Anyway, stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliates. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755-COIN.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Maxine Waters, a little information on Maxine Waters, just to kind of give you some background so we're not just sort of talking out there in space. She is, this is from Wikipedia, and we did a whole thing on Maxine Waters. It's one of the stories on Agenda 21. You can cue it in. It's got a lot of the same information, but I didn't want to get to it because there's other things flying around here. This is Maxine Moore Waters, M-O-O-R-E, Waters. That's her middle name. Well, I mean, I think that was her born name, wasn't it? Moore? She was born Maxine Moore Carr. So her middle name was Moore. Last name was Carr originally. She was born August 15th, 1938, age 79, St. Louis, Missouri. Uh-huh. His political party is Democrat. Her spouse is... Sid Williams. Sid. She has two children, California State University, Los Angeles, Bachelor of Arts. She is U.S. House of Representatives from the 43rd District, and before that she was part of the California State Assembly from the 48th District of California, so she was number 48 out of 80. And it says early career. This is kind of interesting, and I just want to throw this one out there because of our talk about South Africa. In 1973, she went to work as chief deputy to City Councilman David S. Cunningham. Waters entered the California State Assembly in 1979. While in the assembly, she worked for the divestment of state pension funds from any businesses active in South Africa, a country then operating under the policy of apartheid, and helped pass legislation within the guidelines of the divestment campaign, blah, blah, blah. I just want to mention the South Africa connection there, which there is some other ones that are connected, and I'm not totally versed on it, so I'm not going to... I just know there are. Anyway, there's some connectiveness to even modern-day South Africa, which is interesting. It says, elections upon the retirement of August F. Hawkins in 1990s, Waters was elected to the U.S. House of Representatives for California's 29th District with over 79% of the popular vote. She was then she has been reelected consistently from this district and renumbered, and of course this was the gerrymandering business, renumbered as the 35th District in 1992 and as the 43rd District in 2012 with at least 70% of the vote. Now, it's going to change. It says, Waters has represented large parts of South Central Los Angeles and the Los Angeles coastal communities of Westchester, Playa del Rey, as well as the cities of Torrance, Gardena, Hawthorne, Inglewood, and Lawndale. So that kind of gives you the idea out in that Palos Verdes Peninsula towards that area. 10 years, she's Peter King, blah, 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 blah. We don't want to talk about that. Reclaiming My Time. Yeah, this whole other... Louis Farrakhan. Ah, yes, I said that. See, there's a connection. Louis Farrakhan, South Africa. We're just kind of getting into it. In early 2018, Waters was among the congressmen who the Republican Jewish Coalition called to resign due to her connections with Nation of Islam leader Louis Farrakhan. Of course, you've seen there's numerous pictures of her out there sucking up to Louis Farrakhan. Or was he sucking up to her? I don't know. They're just suckling together. Committee assignments. Now, I want to leave it at that. This Louis Farrakhan thing, They ask her to resign for those connections. You know, he's just sort of a vile, hateful person, Mr. Louis Farrakhan. Just, you think? Nation of Islam. Got a big thing going on in Phoenix, I know. That was my first contact with them years ago. I went to Arizona State University, and that was a big deal there. Then, back in the day, I'll never forget that. Barack Obama, in August, Waters criticized President Barack Obama, saying that he was insufficiently supportive of the black community. That's kind of an interesting note, actually. Waters referred to the high unemployment rate for African Americans, which was hovering around 15.9% at the time, at a Congressional Black Caucus town hall meeting on jobs in Detroit. Waters said that African American members of Congress were reluctant to criticize or place public pressure on Obama because y'all love the president. That's a quote. In October 2011, Waters took her criticism of Obama to a new level by confronting the White House with racial issues it had worked hard to avoid. She loudly expressed some sense of frustration that Obama, whose election once hailed as a crowning achievement in African-American struggle for equality, had not resulted in any sweeping changes. Ah, now that's of note, don't you think? I'll support that. Absolutely. Maxine, you go, girl. She had some other things that were positives about something to do with South Central when the CIA was poisoning everybody with cocaine or methamphetamine. Cocaine and methamphetamine back in the day. Sort of the predecessor to the Watts riots, back actually. Waters has, oh, this is interesting, a California representative who's visited Cuba a number of times and praised Fidel Castro's move towards democracy and criticized U.S. efforts to overthrow him. Oh, she's just one of many, by the way, California legislators and lobbyists and of the sort under Jerry Brown, who, especially Jerry Brown, who's gone off to visit Fidel Castro. I wonder why they would go visit Fidel Castro and Cuba from California. I don't know. I'm just a human being. Do you think it has anything to do with immigration today in California? Huh? Just inquiring minds want to know. Now, does it sound like I'm sort of setting you up for something? I am. It says here, Castro, Waters has visited Cuba many times, praised Fidel Castro towards democracy, and criticized U.S. efforts to overthrow him and demanded an end to the U.S. trade embargo. In 1998, Waters wrote a letter to Castro citing the 1960s and 70s as a sad and shameful chapter of our history and thanked Castro for providing help to those who needed to flee political persecution. Really? This is where when she gets into her little communist mode, she kind of flakes out on us all. In 1998, she supported a Republican bill to extradite convicted murderer Assad Shakur from Cuba. Wow. When she discovered Shakur was listed by her former name, Joanne Chichmard, Waters wrote an open letter to Fidel Castro asking him not to extradite Shakur because much of the black community regarded her conviction as false. All right? I guess we can change our opinion really quickly. After a woman drowned during an attempted escape from Cuba to the United States in 1999, leaving a six-year-old son, Elian Gonzalez, who survived and requested asylum in the U.S., Waters called on President Bill Clinton to return him at once to Cuba. Remember the picture of Elian Gonzalez with the guy with the nifty little machine gun and his headgear and all the riot gear on. Remember that? And he was in the closet. Donald Trump. Waters has called Donald Trump a bully, an egotistical maniac, a liar, and someone who did not need to be president, and the most deplorable person I have ever met in my life. Did she meet him? She ever met him? In a 2017 appearance on MSNBC's All In with Chris Hayes, Waters and President Donald Trump's advisors who have ties to Russia or have oil and gas interests there are a bunch of scumbags. That's what she called them. Jeez. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but names can never hurt me. I think she wants to say, well, names can never hurt you or me, but sticks and stones can break your bones. I think that's what Maxine's trying to lead the country to. Just a few things. Just a few things. When we come back, they're actually asking for her to resign. Don't you hate it when this happens? There was a resolution that was actually brought in. So we're going to get to that when we come back. Is it bye-bye, Maxine? I don't know, but I want to explore the connections between Jerry Brown and Kuva. We'll be back.
Well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server. Those are your words. In her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And also, Maxine Waters. Also, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. And write to voice. You have a right to your voice and your opinion. Write to voice voicevoict.com. That's RIGHT, the number 2, VOICE.com. Now, look, we all want to be able to express ourselves, just like we do on all the other social medias without censor. I know what it's like to be censored, being a radio talk show host. I get it. And the big boys, they do it because they can, and they don't like what I have to say. I stand up, I step up with right to voice. That's what I do. I'm expressing myself, my opinions, freely without censorship on Right to Voice. Go check that out today. Right to Voice, RIGHT, the number 2, VOICE.com, so that you can express yourself freely and exercise your right to voice. Okay, well, anyway, Maxine Waters, what is really going on? This is getting serious. This rhetoric is really ramped up, and everybody's kind of worried. Oh, my God, is Maxine Waters, she's just yelling and screaming and all this stuff. And I played I'm not going to play her. I'm just not. I got the clip all lined up, and we did this yesterday. She was out doing some sort of speech, a toy drive, and it was obvious. The people who reported to me yesterday, they bust a bunch of white people in, what I was told. Really? The people in the background were all white. I'm going, that's kind of weird. Are they playing the race card with us? What's the deal? Because this is the problem with Maxine. This is most times when she's been having town halls and stuff like that in her district, people are not showing up. Gosh. John Cox, are you with me? Can you understand that one, John Cox? John Cox? John Cox, John Cox, do you understand that? John Cox, John Cox. I'm digressing into California politics again. He's the guy who is running for governor against Jerry Brown. No, I'm sorry. No, Jerry. Oh, is Jerry going to stick around for another 4 years? I'm being facetious. But he's running against, the Gavin Newsom, the heir apparent to Jerry Brown. We might have 16 years of Gavin Newsom. Wow. That'd be just really spelling major problems for California. I mean, look what we got right now. We got Venezuela Part 2 in California with Jerry Brown. Turning into Venezuela. So Jerry Brown's Venezuela Part 2, a.k.a. California, is happening right now around us. All these poor people living along the rivers. You know, I got about 3,000 people not too far from me living around one of the rivers. It's quite a sight to see. Rivers with real water going through it. You know, one of the big broad river thing. We have numerous ones of these here in California. But if you take a look at what is going on in the state of California, you can see it's kind of falling apart. But John Cox, he doesn't play to full houses normally. A lot of people don't show up to his rallies. And of course, that was really, really apparent when he was running through the primaries. No one was showing up to his rallies, and he can't talk. I mean, he's a flawed candidate, but yet that's okay because the powers that be in California want him to run as a so-called, quote, conservative when he's not a conservative. He's a never-Trumper. He's one of those kind of guys. Anyway, Maxine Waters, though, has the same problems. Rather anemic show up. People who don't show up to their rallies is a problem. So Maxine got really, really vocal and has been, of course, in saying rather really threatening things at this point in time. And we said that yesterday, and I just don't want to play it. I'm sorry. I'd rather do other things. Okay. I would say this is what's going on now. People are getting sick and tired of it. Arizona Representative Andy Biggs on Monday introduced a measure that would censure Representative Maxine Waters and ask her to resign for inciting people to publicly confront Trump administration officials. Biggs told The Hill that Waters' comments do not become somebody who's in Congress and warrants discipline action. So we just introduced it. We have some co-sponsors. But what she did was to basically incite people to come after and attack members of the president's cabinet, the Arizona Republican told The Hill, and also spread that out to more people. Everybody agrees that it was just highly objectionable what she did, he added. That's a fact. It was pretty, we listened to it, you know. We heard it. It says, the measure calls on Waters to apologize to Trump administration officials for endangering their lives and sowing seeds of discord, to release a statement making it clear that violence and harassment aren't appropriate. Just not appropriate. Says, this is what he tweeted last night. It says, tonight I introduced a resolution to censor and condemn Maxine Waters for her recent comments that encourage actions that jeopardize the safety of government officials. Her rhetoric as a member of Congress was unacceptable. That was from Congressman Biggs. If you see anybody from that cabinet in a restaurant, in a department store, at a gasoline station, you get out and you create a crowd, Waters told a gathering Saturday. And you push back on them. Tell them they're not welcome anymore, anywhere. Earlier on Monday, former President George W. Bush, White House Press Secretary Ari Fleischer, called on Congress to censure Walters, or Waters. Says, there's enough in the society you don't engage in those types of practices, and Maxine basically denied that she called on people to harass others. No peace, no rest. So she is still sticking by what she has done, said Fleischer. The press needs to have a feeding frenzy. This is a quote from him. The press needs to have a feeding frenzy among the left, as they always do on the right. It's her turn now. Frankly, I'm at the point where if she continues to double down, the House ought to take up a motion to censure her. And so this is obviously where this came from, because this does lead to violence. And it's true. I think her kind of rhetoric is leading to, in the statements that she's making, does lead to violence. I think that's what they want, actually. It's my opinion. So far, 5 members have agreed to sign on to Biggs' measure. That was... says, this is related, fascist pigs, chanting socialist chase DHS Secretary Nielsen out of... Okay, we got that one. So censure is on the table. Whether or not it happens, you know, that's another issue altogether, whether they want to do that. Maybe they want to try and cool things down a little bit. But clearly her rhetoric is just over the top and inappropriate. That's my opinion. I'm sticking to it. I think I've got a pretty good argument there. We need to kind of calm it all down. This hateful bigotry stuff that's coming out. And, you know, it's empowering people to do stupid things. And that's what, revolutionaries always do, is end up doing stupid things and people get hurt. Lots of people at a time. And we want to make sure that does not happen. So, anyway, New California coming up next in the next segment. We're going to be talking a little bit about New California and what is going on. By the way, it's kind of an interesting, there's several interesting stories going on. Did you know that clearly by everything I've always said, we're now having total admissions by the Mexican president to be, at least he's running for president, Andrés Manuel López Obrador. He calls for mass migration to the United States as, quote, a human right. You know, this is a Jerry Brown friend, right? I wonder why he's doing that. Maybe because he knows that he can flood California and they'll have him with open arms, right, Jerry? Andrés Manuel López Obrador. We'll be back.
We've been doing the UN one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated, so swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Okay, so to add to our woes at the border, by the way, I think this is kind of an interesting little weaving in and out of things going on right now with this whole immigration business. The Supreme Court rules in favor of Donald Trump's travel ban, which strengthens his hand. I mean, and it's obvious, even, you know, it's a 5-4 decision. Of course, the liberals, you know, voting for variousness under reasons why they shouldn't. But it strengthens the hand, obviously, the president. Everybody's on notice now. Hello, Ninth Circuit. That the president has all the authority he needs to do whatever he needs to do at the border. And now he's got a court decision that said, yeah, that's the way it's going to be. Go ahead, try and sue. So I think this puts a certain judge in the 3rd District, Ninth Circuit, in Sacramento, on notice about what decision he might render regarding SB 54, the sanctuary state law of California, which is trying to be overturned and thrown out by the federal government. Jeff Sessions came here in March and filed the case. Now, this brings up an interesting little thing that came out the other day. We first reported this. It was yesterday, I think, because we have... we reported this story yesterday on Agenda 21 Radio, but it's kind of a little bit... I don't think we got into it. I think we just talked a little bit about it. I can't remember. I'm looking at my show notes, and I didn't mark it down, so I know we brought it up. This came out of the Daily Caller on late Friday, so we didn't get it on Monday, or we didn't get it on Friday. It says, Mexican presidential candidate Andres Manuel López Obrador, AMLO, I guess is the abbreviation, declared mass immigration to the United States as a, quote, human right for all North Americans during a speech on Tuesday. Now, let's juxtaposition this with Jerry Brown, the communist governor of California, who's highly in favor of his communist friends coming across the border, right? And he uses all the militants, if you will, La Raza, Mecha, the foot soldiers, to pave the way, MS-13. So now you have a perhaps president, future president. And by the way, he's leading in all the polls in Mexico. By the way, there's been 114 candidates for office in Mexico assassinated mostly by MS-13, by the cartels down there. since the 2017 election cycle started, right? In Mexico, they haven't gotten to Obrador yet, obviously, because he's on their team, which is the same team. It looks like to me that he's probably on with Jerry Brown, the communist dictator of California. It says here, very soon, now listen to this statement, after the victory of our movement, we will defend all the migrants in the American continent and all the migrants in the world. Obrador said, adding that immigrants must, quote, must leave their towns and find a life in the United States. Well, there you have it. Okay, let's just pack up and leave the United States. It's not our country anymore. Jerry Brown said, let's just get you gringos out of here. Of course, he's a gringo. Get them out of here. Right? He then declared migration a human right. We will defend. Well, the election is not until July 1st, just is right around the corner. Obrador is by far the front runner. It's just next week. Obrador in April delivered the speech criticizing Trump and promising that Mexico will not become a piñata for any foreign government, Global News reported. The former mayor of Mexico, Obrador, holds progressive populist views. The 64-year-old ran unsuccessfully for president twice before. He's got really quite an amazing history. Fox's Tucker Carlson noted Thursday that Obrador has previously proposed granting amnesty to Mexican drug cartels. See, that's the other part of it. America is now Mexico's social safety net, and that's a very good deal for the Mexican ruling class, Tucker Carlson noted. Get it? That's what this is. Okay, I know the moment you're waiting for here. Grievance 23. What can we say about that? Grievance 20, it went out this morning to all the outlets and everybody else. Grievance 23. Let's see. Grievance 23, I'm going to read a little bit because don't have much time. The United States shall guarantee, this is grievance number 23. The people of California are suffering from a tyrannical communist state government which fails to provide a republican form of governance, enables and supports across its southern border the invasion of the United States of America by illegal foreign nationals, and protects vicious criminals who commit outrageous acts of violence upon the citizens of America, all caused by a government of and for a monoparty system. Declaration Grievance, Article 4, Section 4 states, the United States shall guarantee to every state in this union a republican form of governance and shall protect each and every state against invasion and on application of the legislature or the executive when the legislature cannot be convened against domestic violence. I hate it when this happens. The communist California government, the governor, the communist monoparty system working side by side with local communist officials have used the tools of government to open the southern border of California to and entice vicious criminal organizations who traffic millions of illegal foreign nationals from throughout Mexico, Honduras, El Salvador, and Central and South American countries and the Middle East. The net effect has to have been to create a multi-billion-dollar industry which traffics infants, children, teens, and adults into slavery with the goal to profit from their misery and destroy the sovereignty of the state of California as a state and threaten the Union of the United States of America. That's just for openers. Then it goes on, the communist California governor and the communist monoparty government are not only working side by side with local communist officials who are colluding with well-organized criminal cartels, but also leaders of foreign countries who are trafficking in human flesh into slavery. We've got to stop there because we've got a break. The rest, news at 12 today. We'll be reading these grievances at 11 o'clock in 18 different counties across California and 11 states across the country. We'll be right back.
Tired
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Right to voice. Right to voice. You have a right to voice, by the way. R-I-G-H-T, the number 2, V-O-I-C-E.com. If you want to express yourself and feel comfortable doing it without censorship, Right to Voice gives you that platform where the other social medias do not. Everybody is starting to say, wait a minute, the old way of doing business. The old way of doing business where they censor your First Amendment right is just not the way it's going to be. So people have developed righttovoice.com, the site in which you can express yourself in a social media platform where you can feel comfortable, free from censure. So anyway, Right to Voice, it's the only place you will get all the answers. All right. So also, MyPillow, I want to thank MyPillow for sponsoring Agenda 21 Radio. 800-266-4715. They got some great specials going on right now. New ad campaign coming up. We'll be getting that information to you. But promo code AGENDA. Promo code AGENDA for the great specials at MyPillow. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and of course you can go and read the grievance. Grievance number 23 right now. It's out and about on newcaliforniastate.com. And remember, stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Shop online at either Shooter's Paradise Online prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news.